Aloha, friends. This is Alisa with the Hungry for More podcast. Feeling snacky? Then I've got a quick bite for you. Welcome to our Quick Bite mini episode series. Hi, friends. So today I am, 38 weeks and 2 days pregnant, even though after I've learned so much about pregnancy, I do not believe in a due date. Actually, there are only about 4 to 5% of women who give birth on their due date. About 11% give birth before the due date, and over 80% give birth after due date. So I believe more in a time window, and I'm definitely in that time window of when I could be giving birth. So this will be my last quick bite I will be recording before baby girl comes. And I wanted to reflect on my time, not so much the pregnancy, but how I've been preparing for birth. If you've listened to the Hungry for Accepting Change episode, I go into detail about how I found out I was pregnant and kind of the backstory of that, and also that I have always been absolutely terrified of giving birth. So when I found out I was pregnant, it quickly caught up with me that I will have to get this baby out and that I seriously needed to do some work to get mentally and physically, emotionally prepared. And that's what I've been doing. So I wanted to share ways to get ready for birth. And yes, when I think about possibly today, tomorrow, in a week, who knows, having to give birth, yes, that still gives me slight anxiety. Of course, it makes me nervous, but I also think that is normal. But I have come a very long way, and I almost want to say that I've gone from fear to faith. And so I want to again share with you what I have done, and I really hope that it will help you as well, whoever still wants to have a baby, have another baby, have a better birth experience. So my dream is to have a natural birth. That is my wish, my goal. But I've also learned that it is more important to have a positive and empowering birth experience. Meaning that I also, even though I have this wish of a natural birth, I need to be open and surrender and understand there will be things that are out of my control, and that even if things will happen that, you know, were not part of my birth wish, that doesn't mean it cannot be a positive birth experience. I have learned through all of the work I have done that it is important that you feel empowered during birth. And the empowerment is what will give you a positive birth experience. But how do you become empowered? You become empowered by education, like learning, truly learning what birth is actually, what is birth? How does birth work? How does your body function when it is in labor? Understanding that, you know, discomfort or contractions or things that happen during birth are normal, that that is nothing to fear about, that this is supposed to happen, that you are actually built to birth. Think about all the women that, you know, before all of the technology, gave birth naturally in the bush, in third world countries, in the past, that didn't have what we have now in the hospitals. And crazy enough, we nowadays fear birth much more, even though we have all of these methods of interference if we have to, compared to women who never had that or those options. And it is also because women or children grew up watching their families go through birth. It was a natural thing. So the fear was just a lot less than the fear is now, because birth is just being portrayed as a such a painful thing we have to go through. And I'm not saying it won't be painful, but I think because that's all we hear is that that's in our heads, in our minds, that it has to be painful. It cannot be actually a good experience. And so I started off with a hypnobirthing class, and I'm very grateful that I did, because that led me to so many other great things that I've learned and got me to where I am today. So in the hypnobirthing class, you first of all learn what birth is all about. So you have that education, and that you already fear way less going into it, understanding it. Then you learn relaxation methods, hypnosis that you can either listen to, they send you tracks, or your birth partner can read a script. And it is so helpful because it helps you to relax. And if you are relaxed, your muscles are not tense, which means even the contractions will feel less painful. They also teach you breathing methods, and there are different breathing methods for different stages in labor. And so all of that I have been practicing in the last, I want to say, at least 3, 4 months before now giving birth very soon. And my birth partner, my husband, has been very supportive. And even for him, the hypnobirthing class was very helpful. He understands birth. He understands what I need from him. He understands how important it is for me to relax. He understands how he can help me in that situation. So that basically led me to also understanding how important a support system is. So I have decided to get a doula. I had a doula and she was wonderful. But then I have to be very honest, I met another doula and I had an instant connection with her, and I switched my doula. And yes, did I feel bad? Yes. Did I lose money? Yes. However, I do think it is important not only that you do have a doula, but that you have a doula that you fully trust and fully connect with. And I'm so grateful I have my doula. Every time now I have a low moment, I feel anxious, she gets me out of it. And I know that she will be able to do that also while I give birth. Doulas are also really great because they can stand up for what is important to you during birth. Another reason why my doula has been amazing is because, as I said, I want a natural birth. If you know me by now, I'm all about just natural remedies, natural ways, herbs, all of that, like just a holistic outlook on like life in general, but this pregnancy and this birth. So she has given me lots of amazing natural things that help me to get my body ready for birth. And I'll talk more about that in just a second. Okay, so we talked about the hypnobirthing, we talked about the doula. The other thing that has helped me personally so much, and I actually do want to stress this, is exercise. So obviously, I'm sure your OB will tell you, yes, keep exercising, walking, swimming, all of that is good. And that is all good. And I'm doing all of that. However, I am also doing strength training. I'm lifting weights. And but before I continue with anything I say in here, I just want to make sure that you will always consult with your OB, with your doctor first. These are things that I have learned. These are things that have helped me, but I want to make sure that you know what you are doing. So consult with your doctor first. But I believe your body is your best, is your doctor, basically. If you trust your body and you know you can do a certain thing, then you can. And I've known that I can work out, I can lift weights, and it makes me feel so good and so strong. And when I feel physically good, I also feel mentally good. So it has been honestly the best thing for me in my third trimester, or the basically the entire pregnancy. So there is actually a study, it says that people who do strength training have lots of benefits. So it says strength training can reduce the need for pain relief by 35%. It can decrease in the incidence of maternal exhaustion by 75%. It can decrease in the need of artificially ruptured membranes by 50%. It can decrease in the need to induce or stimulate labor with Pitocin by 50%. It can reduce a need to intervene because of abnormal fetal heart rate by 50%. It can have, I never know how to say this, fewer episiotomies. Oh my gosh. So when they cut you down there, 50%, and can reduce a need for operative intervention like C-section by 75%. I mean, this is huge, guys. Okay. So I will keep lifting weights until the day I give birth. It also says that it helps the baby. So it can give baby major brain and endorphin boosts. It can help with less weight gain and faster postpartum recovery. Also, besides all of that, if you're not into weightlifting, strength training, you know, you do you, but definitely do some stretches, do yoga. Stretches and yoga help to open the pelvis, help open the hips. They can also help you make sure the baby is in the right position. So exercises I have been doing absolutely daily is cat and cow, then squatting, downward facing dogs to get the baby in the right position, lunges, the squat dogs, squat dogs, the squat dog, squat duck walks. Oh my goodness. Butterfly position to open up the hips. That is what I have been doing. Talking about getting the baby in the right position, chiropractor can definitely help with that as well. Also helps with back pain and with relief massages. So what you learn in the hypnobirthing class is also massages. My husband has been massaging me a lot. He's been massaging me on pressure points, but also been giving me light touch massages, which are my favorite because they really relax me. Talking about relaxation, I've been taking lots of baths. And it is also said that that can really help with pain relief during labor. So I am planning on laboring in the bathtub if I can. And I just wanted to come back again to the breathing techniques. If you know how to fully breathe, that will help you to relax. And it is also very important that not only you relax your entire body, but that you actually relax your face and your jaw because there is a connection that exists between the jaw muscle and the pelvic floor muscles. So if you are tense and kind of how you see it in the movies when somebody gives birth and you're pushing and pushing and you're totally tense in your face, then your vagina will be tense too. If you relax your face, so you can have also your husband do like face massage, then you will also relax down there and it will be easier for baby to come out. Hydration, of course, is very important during pregnancy and labor. If you don't hydrate during labor, you will get exhausted faster. Okay, so that's kind of the things I have done physically. Besides that, I have been journaling. You know, I am writing down affirmations. I'm writing down my birth wishes. I'm trying to visualize, even though that's a little bit harder for me. But all of that will help you to just believe in a positive birth experience. Other than that, especially in your last trimester, things they say can help. Is eating dates, for example. So, dates are wonderful. Dates can give you energy to fight pregnancy fatigue, also full of fiber to help you with your digestion. And that's like one thing I have not had a problem with during this pregnancy is digestion. And there's also a study that I want to kind of read to you. It's from the healthline.com. They did research and they had 69 pregnant women eat 6 dates a day for 4 weeks leading up to their estimated delivery dates. The study also consisted of 45 pregnant women who didn't eat dates prior to their delivery dates. At the conclusion of the study, researchers discovered that the women who ate 6 dates a day for 4 weeks had a shorter first stage of labor, a higher cervical dilation, and more intact membranes upon arrival at the hospital. So basically, their cervix was more ripe for giving birth. Additionally, 96% of the women who ate dates experienced spontaneous labor compared with only 79% of the women who did not eat dates. There was another study. 77 women ate dates late in their pregnancy and 77 didn't. And researchers found that the date eaters had significantly less need for medical intervention to induce or expedite labor compared to those who didn't eat any dates. So, yep, I'm definitely eating dates. Then I had mentioned how amazing my doula has been, and she's been, bringing me all these goodies. So one thing I have not tried yet, I just went with her on a walk, and she left me some okra, the vegetable okra. So you boil the okra, and then it turns into okra water. And it is believed to ease contractions during childbirth, reduce pain, and prevent postpartum bleeding. So if you had okra before, it's this kind of slimy, kind of disgusting vegetable. But because of that sliminess, when you drink it, it's kind of like lubricating and supposedly going to help you with birth. So we'll see. I'm going to give it a try. I'm all for all natural. Then red raspberry leaf tea. You can buy that in tea form. My amazing doula would just put it all together for me in a jar with nettle, which is high in iron and calcium, and also an excellent source of folic acid, which you need a lot of in pregnancy. And then she also adds cinnamon. So that's also supposed to strengthen muscles. Yeah, those are pretty much the things that I'm kind of taking in. I'm also doing perineal massages to decrease chances of tearing. And I just started taking primrose oil supplements to induce labor naturally. So the oil supposedly is helping to thin the cervix. So, again, there is just so much you can do if it is important to you to have a natural birth, empowering birth, positive birth story. I am really glad that I have done everything I have done to prepare. I have let go of a lot of the fear because I feel so prepared. And I wanted to share a few more resources. So a book I read is called Your Baby, Your Birth, goes over a lot of things that I had just mentioned and just reminds you that you can feel empowered, that you have the rights to say no to things, and that very often things that doctors recommend are actually not required, and you are not in any risk. Your baby's not in any risk. And again, this is education. This is where you just need to have the resources beforehand. Then I wanted to share a YouTube channel, Bridget Tyler, or Built to Birth. She has amazing resources. She has amazing hypnosis or meditations, breathing techniques, all for different stages, either labor, before labor, during the pregnancy. She has one that I listen to almost daily, which is connecting to your baby in the womb, which is really nice to have that connection. And she just has so much helpful information. So I definitely recommend checking her out. I hope I didn't forget anything. I'm sure I did. I'm sure there's even more that I'm doing. But I'm glad I got this out. And yeah, I'm feeling good. Wish me luck. Wish me the strength that I think I have for birth. And we will have an episode coming up shortly where I will share my birth story. Okay, friends, until then, stay hungry. Bye.